Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Republicans tried unsuccessfully to get their school safety plan passed in a Minnesota House committee. It includes more funding to protect kids in schools and adding more mental health services. GOP Representative Ben Bakeberg of Jordan is a school administrator.
Do we want to keep all kids safe? Super simple. Do we want to listen to actual educators? The educators are coming and telling us, please help us.
Democrats argued that the Republican bill doesn't address the gun safety issue. DFL Representative Cheryl Joachim of Hopkins.
This bill is not what we need to make change happen in our schools now. It doesn't make our kids safer. Our schools better prepared to tackle an emergency.
The bill did not get enough votes to pass the House Education Finance Committee. The first officer to arrive at the scene of the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School and Church is being honored by the Minnesota Fraternal Order of Police. Minneapolis Lieutenant Ryan Kelly received the Meritorious Service Award for his brave leadership and selfless service on August 27th. Officials said Kelly entered the sanctuary without hesitation, directed terrified children and adults to safety, set up an immediate triage area, and provided life-saving care to 28 gunshot and shrapnel victims using his combat medic and paramedic experience. The U.S. Senate could take up a bill today that would lift a 20-year ban on mining near the boundary waters. U.S. Senator Tina Smith continues to fight to keep a foreign company from mining. She told members if a copper nickel mine is approved, there will only be one winner.
It certainly is not going to be Minnesotans who this land belongs to, along with the rest of this country. No, the real winners of this deal are the Chilean billionaires who will further line their pockets with profits from this mine.
Congressman Pete Stauber authored the bill. Minnesotans who are behind on their heating bills are encouraged to apply for the state's energy assistance program. Michael Schmitz with the Department of Commerce says families making up to $72,000 a year are eligible.
You know, we've seen almost 135,000 households apply for energy assistance already. And, you know, we still have funds available and we're still encouraging folks to apply for assistance. I think especially with the cold weather rule ending at the end of this month.
The cold weather rule protects residential customers from having their utilities disconnected during the winter. Schmidt says homeowners and renters can apply for assistance. And the Minnesota Twins shut out the Boston Red Sox 6-0 last night. Mick Abel pitched 7 scoreless innings and struck out a career-high 10 batters for the victory. Byron Buxton hit a pair of homers. Minnesota improved to 11-7 and is a half game ahead of Cleveland for first place in the AL Central. This is MNN.